Art, you've been pretty merciless about how David Stern has handled the Sonics and his role in the heist that took place and taking the franchise away from Seattle. But has something about him changed dramatically enough that we want to go pretty up and dance with him again?
Boy, there's an ick factor here, and you just nailed it. You know, David Stern was the acme of arrogance in his dispatch of the Sonics and his collusion with Clay Bennett to make it all happen. But on the other hand, there are people in this marketplace who care about professional basketball, who also care about professional hockey, and could also use a great concert venue, a place to hold a national Democratic or national Republican convention. Lots of things that can happen with this building that will benefit the community at large, and it hasn't been part of the discussion. But the fact is, Seattle is going to have to get back in bed with David Stern and the NBA if they want this to happen. And I understand the recoil, but by the same token, there are lots of businesses who operate as monopoly cartels that do business in Seattle.
Well, on that note, in February, you wrote in a Sports Press Northwest article, and I quote, "Stern and NBA owners are a ruthless business cartel, well experienced in manipulating public sports passion to their advantage. Why deal with them?"
Well, what they want is their passion. They want basketball. They want the history and the legacy and the tradition of the Sonics. There is a community connection that happens in sports that does not happen in any other secular endeavor in our culture, for better or worse. But I think the idea here is this is going to take 3 to 4 to 5 years, and the community will have a net benefit by being associated with the NBA and the NHL and having a venue that is going to bring other amusements, other benefits to the community.
If you still believe that this is a ruthless business cartel,
like Microsoft or Boeing or...
Okay, but why do business at all with a business cartel that seems like it hasn't really changed?
Well, it actually has changed a little bit. Since the Sonics left in 2008, the NBA endured a lockout in order to get a new collective bargaining agreement, which, according to the union and, most importantly, the owners of the smaller market teams, gives the chance to break even to just about every franchise in every market. It's a long story, but the short end of it is they've managed to rein in some of the ridiculous salaries to be slightly less ridiculous and allow a well-run team the chance to break even, which was not occurring in 20 of the 30 markets in the last year under the old agreement. That's why they locked out. They got a new deal. So there's a real chance that every team can break even, as opposed to the Sonics were losing 15 to 20 million in the last years before they left. But there are a lot of people here who think this is a net benefit, and there are a lot of people who don't. So it's making for one powerful civic debate.
Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website, Sports Press Northwest, is at sportspressnw.com. And you can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Gary Davis.